Start, Juanita, with tell me a little bit about when you were born, maybe why you got the name you did, and you know.
Okay, I was born December 5th, 1930. Okay. That's when I was born. Now, what else you want to ask?
Why Juanita? Was that a family name or?
Yeah, that's what my mother named. Okay. Juanita Washington.
Mm-hmm. And does that name go back further?
No.
So you're second generation, you're Juanita Jr.
Yeah, I am.
And you were born in New Orleans?
Yes, at Charity Hospital.
At Charity?
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would do something with that building.
I wish they would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had to take my son there one time when we were in town for Mardi Gras. We ended up over there, and you know, they did such a great service. I'm sad the charity.
Well, what happened when I was there was the Catholic nuns that did it. So when you have your baby, we're there on the 10th floor to have your baby. So that's where I had my kids up there on the. So you had a time to go and see them,
mm-hmm.
but they would bring them to you to nurse them because I breastfeed my one. I didn't feed Pam. She was a preemie too. She weighed 4 pounds.
Oh wow!
But I have 2 deceased. I have a boy deceased and a girl. But I didn't nurse her because she was in a preemie too, and I couldn't nurse her. But they're very tickled, so now she's 51.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I have 2 to see. My oldest girl, she's 62. So I had my first baby. I was 20 years old when I got married, but I have a son that deceased.
Mm-hmm. And you were born in Charity too. So.
Yeah, and I brought my children there.
Nice continuity, I guess.
It was much, because there was nuns that would hate. It was nuns that would treat you, you know, and it was just something beautiful. But now it's just, so what I had them all there now.
Mm-hmm.
All of my kids there. Mm-hmm. I had them all at Charity, all of them all there. Mm-hmm.
Where did you go, like, to school growing up? What are the?
I went to, I finished from Booker T. Washington, but I, the grammar